Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, Oklahoma livestock producers are concerned that if State Question 805 passes, it would signal a leniency towards cattle theft and similar crimes, said Michael Kelsey. He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. He has some pretty big concerns.
Concern we have with 805 is there's actually many concerns, but chief of which is that if 805 goes into effect, then past history, as we understand it, past criminal history won't be taken into account when a convicted person stands before the court. So to put it as an example, if a person steals cattle one time versus a person who steals cattle multiple theft 10, 12 times, the court would treat them the same. Now, our opinion is, if you've got a habitual thief, a person who just can't keep their hands off our cattle, if you will, those past convictions, those past crimes should be taken into account, and that punishment should be more severe. Both punishments ought to be severe, in our opinion, but certainly that second one. So that's the primary reason that we have some deep concerns about 805. It just takes it really ties the hands of the court and takes them the ability of them to consider past criminal history out of the court's hands, and that's not a good thing in our opinion.
It's not just OCA opposing State Question 805, as Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Pork Council have also joined the fight against the ballot question. It's more than just agriculture, as there is a broad spectrum of crimes considered under 805. The Cattle Association leader said he's also concerned about the serious issue of amending the state constitution. It can be troublesome to put things into the Oklahoma Constitution, Kelsey said. State Question 805 is just a really bad idea. In addition to their efforts opposing State Question 805, the OCA is also working on other projects, including expanding and improving the state's cattle processing capacity. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced $72 million in grants to help rural residents access health care and educational opportunities. The Department of Ag says the investments will benefit more than 12 million rural residents. Perdue stated increasing access to telemedicine and distance learning is critical to building healthier and more resilient rural communities. USDA is funding 116 projects through the Distance Learning and Telemedicine Grant Program. The program helps healthcare and education institutions buy the equipment and software necessary to deploy distance learning and telemedicine services. Perdue announced investments in 40 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. One of the noted projects in Texas, the Epic Charter School, is receiving a $969,000 grant to link urban schools in Oklahoma and Texas with rural schools, students, and community partners in both states. You've got farm news on Ron. It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.